This is the Ox, and you're listening to KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon at 3:08. 8 minutes after 3 o'clock, brought to us all by Linex Protective Coatings and Truck Accessories, Raleigh's, Barton Walter Creer CPAs and Business Consultants, Hanson Paving, and Coils, Flags and Flagpoles. Also, big thanks to the Boulder Tap House for sending the Ox to CPAC. Can't wait. That's coming up Thursday and Friday of next week, just a week from tomorrow, our first day on the ground there. We're excited because we're just not sure what to expect this year. It is an election year. It's not a presidential election year. I've contended all along that this year at CPAC is going to be a big deal, but it's a precursor to next year at CPAC. Next year at CPAC is going to be the biggie, depending on what happens if Donald Trump decides to run again for president, even if he doesn't decide to run again for whatever it is. Next year, CPAC is going to be wild, but this year, we're probably going to see a few people sniffing around to kind of get a name for themselves and let people know, remind people that they're out there, so that when it does come time for maybe a presidential run or something, they'll have been, they're kind of doing their warm-ups, if you will, the warm-up lap, or just the auditioning. That's a better way to put it. Last year was just too early, right after the election, but this year should be a really interesting exhibition, I guess, of potential candidates for all kinds of offices and for all kinds of things. So, should be really, really fun. Looking forward to it. Should be a unique offering. I don't know any of like the celebrities. I don't know if Diamond and Silk are going to be there again this year. They're always eager to stop by and talk to the Ox. And I know Kevin and Sam Sorbo are going to be there. They're great Minnesotans, now transplants to Florida. And they said, no way are we leaving. They moved from Minnesota to California and then to Florida. They moved to California for the weather and because he's a Hollywood star. And then they moved to Florida for the politics. And so they're like, Ox, buddy, those are two steps that we ain't taking back. Right?
Yeah.
We're not going back to the cold and we're not going back to the politics. So, sorry, we're not moving back to Minnesota anytime soon. But it's really cool to hook up with all. It's really neat because they're so real, right? They're Minnesotans. I mean, they're just so down to earth. Actually, I don't know if Sam is. I'm not sure where she's from, his wife. But Kevin is just a great guy. So we hope to spend a lot of time with them. And who knows what else. But right now, closer to home, we have a candidate for Attorney General. Dennis Smith is his name. Dennis, welcome back to Ox in the Afternoon, sir.
Great to be back with you, Ox. Good afternoon.
Candidate for Attorney General. Where are you at? Are you on the campaign trail?
Yep, we're out on the trail today. We've been in 76 counties seeing our great state and having a great time out here.
Oh, man, you guys that are doing the statewide election, the statewide races, did you know what you were biting off?
Well, you know, you can read about it and you hear the stories and, I mean, it is downright exhausting at times. And the state is, everyone says this until you see it for yourself, the state is bigger than you think it is. But it is a true joy and just really a professional honor of my life to meet so many great Minnesotans, regardless of the political affiliation. And we're talking to all sorts of people about what's wrong with our state and how I think I'm uniquely qualified to help fix it. And that part is very invigorating, and it's just a true joy. I go to work in the morning with a smile on my face, and at the end of the day, I still have that smile there. So I'm very happy to be doing this. I'm having a lot of fun.
Well, it's exciting. Dennis Smith, candidate for Attorney General on KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon. And how hard is it to get people excited about the Attorney General run? I got to think, you know, some of the other constitutional offices, Secretary of State, Auditor, you know, it's hard to kind of remind people what they do. But, man, with Keith Ellison as the lightning rod there, all I got to do is mention his name, and I got to think people's ears perk up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people have never really knew what the Attorney General did, but we sure learned it the hard way the last couple of years between the COVID vaccinations and the restrictions and the unfair implementation of those laws and those rules, and then also with the race relation problems and the crime epidemic we're having in our state right now. Yeah, people are aware of the Attorney General race and how important it is. And it's incredible the reception we're receiving from not just the Republicans, but from independents and Democrats. I mean, we're holding events and where Democrats are coming and they're giving our campaign money. They're making contributions. They are tired of this crime. They're tired of the government overreaching, and they want it to stop, and they know that I'm the only person that can beat Keith Ellison.
And how are you selling them on that? Give us kind of, you know, your differentiating aspects here, what you're campaigning on, sir.
Yeah, yep. So I have eight of them, but the top four, Ox, are that number one is it comes down to money. Campaigns are so largely about money.
Yep.
And NPR, the recent report came out for fundraising, and we are tied. We're tied with Keith Ellison, the three-year incumbent, the master fundraiser for the Democrats. We're tied with him, not only in money raised, but a cash on hand. And we have more cash on hand combined than all of our other competitors, all of their numbers combined. So it's about our ability to fundraise, our grassroots fundraising from not only throughout Minnesota, but throughout the country. And so that's a big part. Number two is technology. We're using technology that's never been used before in a statewide race. It's relational software. It's changing how we campaign. It's changing how campaigns are ran. And that is truly a game changer. It's really making a big difference. My legislative record is another. I have a long history in the legislature of being a bridge builder, taking on tough issues, working with parties when we need to work with them, but also standing our ground when we need to do that as well. That's a differentiating factor. And the last one I'll highlight right now is when I was in the legislature, I represented a suburban district that was purple, that went for Hillary Clinton in 2016, but they still voted for me by 9 more points. I beat Hillary Clinton by 9 points. I know how to win in the suburbs. That will be a key battleground in this upcoming election. And that's why those four reasons are why we're going to beat Keith Ellison.
Wow. Yeah, winning in the suburbs, if you can pull that off. Where did you represent again, Dennis, and when were you in the legislature?
Yeah, yep, Maple Grove and Osseo, a northwest suburb of the Twin Cities, at District 34B, at least it was 34B up until the numbers are changing now here in a few months, obviously.
Yeah.
And I represented that district from 2015 through 2018. I was there for two terms, four glorious years.
So, Dennis, let's talk about then the importance of a Republican getting elected. What I get to all the time about this, even when it comes to the governor's race, but for sure the other constitutional officers, the attorney general, the auditor, and the secretary of state. You know, there's a lot of people that say, I don't care who it is, it just has to be a Republican. So, how do you sell yourself over the other candidates on the Republican side?
Well, and I appreciate their ideas, you know, their concept that we need to have a conservative in this, you know, in this role, and we do. But we also need a conservative that can get elected. And you may know, Ox, our party has done a very bad job in getting people that can be elected statewide. We've lost 25 statewide elections in a row. I mean, think about that. 25 statewide elections in a row the Republicans have lost. It's been 56 years since we've held the seat. So we need a Republican. We need a principled conservative. I am that. But we also need someone that can win. And for the reasons I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. I'm the only candidate that can beat Keith Ellison. We need to get this office back. We've seen the damage that he can do in this role with going after businesses in an unfair fashion, implementing the COVID rules, helping the governor, you know, really increase crime in the state. I mean, our attorney general is not interested in decreasing crime. I mean, he wanted to get rid of the darn Minneapolis police, for goodness sake. It's like, it's insanity. And people are recognizing that. That's why when we have events, we have independents and Democrats and Republicans of all across the political spectrum come to our events. They're getting on board, and we are things are going great.
Great. And, yeah, and I want to make sure and clarify, you did say your fundraising and your representing the suburbs do differentiate you from the other Republicans in the race. I apologize for asking a redundant question, but you know what? Sometimes at 3:17 in the afternoon, the Ox isn't all that swift. Dennis,
Ox, you're always sharp. I don't care what they say.
I appreciate that. Okay, the state law says you must be licensed to practice law in the state of Minnesota to get elected to any judicial offices in the state of Minnesota. Your law license has come into question, and I want to make sure on radio here we have time to fully complete a thought. So I know, you know, unfortunately, yeah, with sound bites and everything, we don't get the full picture. You've told this to me. I think you laid it out pretty good at the debate we had in St. Cloud that I had the honor of moderating a couple of months ago. But give us kind of the story on that. When we hear that, what does that mean?
Yeah, yep. So a couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I had a communication issue with a client. I've had thousands of clients over my 22 years of practicing law. There was no financial doing. This was a communication issue. The professional, the Board of Professional Responsibility, they dragged this matter out for over 2 years. And they started to act on it after I announced I was running for Attorney General. And I reference you to the three front page Metro section articles about this governing board that have been in the Star Tribune over the last 3 months. I can send them to you privately, Ox. You need to read them. It's crazy how this board, how vindictive, how poorly ran this board is. When the Star Tribune calls out a liberal organization, you know it's bad. But back to my story though. So I decided to go into a joint stipulation with the board. I admit I did not give the client service to this client that she deserved. And acknowledging that after 22 years of practicing law, you know, it's humbling. I'm not afraid to take responsibility when I make a mistake. I should put that on my differentiating factor with other people running as well. I'm a better attorney for this, and it's given me a level of empathy for all attorneys. When I'm managing this office of 150 attorneys in the Attorney General office, I will be able to relate to everyone better. I've heard from countless people, dozens of people who've been through this situation in the state, throughout the state. Some of them Republicans, some of them are apolitical, some are Democrats. And, you know, it was a difficult thing to go through, having my license, you know, suspended for 30 days. But the fact of the matter is it makes me a better attorney. Everything starts with personal accountability. And I've shown that, that I'm pretty good in this area. I don't run from issues. I'm transparent. And I'm ready to take on Keith Ellison and beat the Democrats this fall.
So you do have a license to practice, or you will by Election Day, or you do now?
Yes. No, I do have a license to practice, and my suspension's over in a couple of weeks. But also, Ox, when you started out in Minnesota, oddly, Minnesota is one of three states where you don't need to be an attorney to be Attorney General. And in fact, people may remember Keith Ellison, the voting started in 2018, and Keith Ellison did not have a law.
He didn't have it. Exactly right. I was just going to bring that up. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he didn't have it. And so it's not needed. I mean, obviously it's helpful, but the attorney general is not in court. There's 150 attorneys on the staff. And I think that law has never been changed in over 150 years because it is a, you know, political bureaucratic position. You're not in the courtroom, but I could go in the courtroom if I need to, if that calls. But it really, this is just not an issue when I'm attorney general. What we need to focus on is what I'm focusing on is what Minnesota cares about the crime problem and about our laws being applied fairly and our constitution being upheld. And those things just aren't happening right now.
Dennis Smith, candidate for Attorney General on KNSI's Ox in the Afternoon. Coming back anytime soon? You got any plans to be back in St. Cloud?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, we're having an event coming up there soon. I can't think of it's in a couple of weeks, so we'll be back. But I'd love to drop by and see you in studio. Being on the phone is great, but in person is always better.
I'll let
you know when we're coming back up.
Thank you. And you're abiding? You've agreed to abide by the Republican endorsement?
No, Ox. A couple of weeks ago. That's all right. A couple of weeks ago, I made this announcement. The party insiders have tried to take over the party. And a week before caucus started, five of the congressional chairs announced that they were supporting one of my opponents, and the fix was in. And there were some other things going on in the state party. And it was clear the process was not going to be fair. I mean, for those of your listeners that know the process, before caucus started, five of the congressional chairs said, we're choosing someone, we're choosing this person. And we know, and it's just not fair. So I'm seeking the nomination of the Republican Party, and that means I'm running in the primary because this race is too important. We can't run a candidate that's already lost, we need to win this race, and I'm the only candidate that can. And that's why we're going to the primary. Yeah. I have said that from the very beginning. On day two, I was interviewed by one of your colleagues in radio, and I laid out my plan. And I wanted to seek I wanted to have the endorsement of the Republican Party, but I'm seeking the endorsement of many other groups as well. And we're a big state, and the nomination of the Republican Party is the end goal, and that's what we're fighting for.
All right, Dennis Smith, thanks, man. Appreciate you coming on, and let us know when you're in town.
Sounds great, Ox. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Oh, wait, hold it. Before you go, you have a website, or how do folks find out more about your campaign?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. DennisSmith.org. Go to DennisSmith.org. We're on all social media platforms. Check out our campaign. We're having fun. It's a new, different type of campaign. We're making a difference, and we're going to break this record. We're going to be the first Republican AG in the last 56 years.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Sounds great. Thanks, Ox. Have a great day.
Be safe out there. Thank you. Dennis Smith on the campaign trail. Doug Wardlow, candidate for Attorney General, joining us tomorrow at 3:10 on KNSI's Ox in the afternoon. At 3:24, looks like he's not the only one, or Kendall Qualls isn't the only one, questioning, really, the integrity of the Republican Party of Minnesota's endorsing process. Dennis Smith, a candidate for Attorney General, I'd forgotten about that. Interesting. G on the Boulder Tap House text line texts in and says, Ox, on a scale of 1 to 10, how concerned do you think our state Republican Party is about becoming a permanent minority as our state becomes California North? I think they're very concerned about that, yes. G says, how many legal ballot harvesters will this AG candidate employ? It needs to be done to win this state. Yikes. How do Republicans win a statewide race? Cheat. Somehow the Democrats cheat too, but yet even if they didn't, I think they'd win. I don't really get how that works. 3:25, your closing market report, your Bloomberg Money Minute next on KNSI.